So I was driving in my car. That is to say, my car was letting me boss it around, if you'll pardon my draft. And all of a sudden, just up ahead, I seize a traffic light. Now, I call it a traffic light instead of a stoplight, because a stop sign is not illuminated, and a traffic light, it's no sign, at least not of times to come. And yes, my friends, my thirsty, thirsty friends, that light up ahead was green, but, I jest thee not, hardly with any spritz in mind, it was stale. It was a stale green light, waiting for me to get close enough just to turn yellow. Now, it was a fresh yellow, and one must be certain, my friends, my thirsty, thirsty friends, that a fresh yellow light lasts for about a fraction of a green light, and a fraction of a fraction of the dreaded red light. Oh, you don't mess with the red lights. Oh, no. Those guys mean business. Stop that car right there, mister. Now, a lot of people, they leave at least two car lengths between them, the car in front of them at a red traffic light. But what are you going to do? I tried thinking about what I was going to do, and I found that to be a waste of time. So I decided, you know what? I'm just not going to care anymore. They're ghost cars. There are ghost cars between them and the car in front of them. And we have to honor their wishes. At least traffic wishes. I mean, we've probably driven through about 113 ghost cars in our entire lifetime. Hard to say. I have to do the math on that one. I'll get back to you. But yes, stale green lights. Be careful. It's tempting to speed through that fresh yellow light, but so is everyone else.